showtime.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is Tim Hopkins, founder of the Coach Hop Show Network. It gives me great pleasure tonight to bring you a new hot and heavy show to the network. The show is going to be called Heavy Talk. The host for this show will be Robbie G and Pud, and they'll talk about various topics in and around football, semi-pro fashion, and hip-hop. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce to you Robbie G and Pud for the first pilot podcast.
Hey, Coach Hop, man. How you doing tonight? What's going on, man?
Doing good.
This heavy talk. This heavy talk, man.
Doing good.
Pud, where you at, baby?
Heavy talk, heavy talk. 1-2, 1-2. We in the building. How y'all doing this evening?
All right, then.
Everybody just looking lively.
We definitely appreciate you, man, for this opportunity.
These
are the two guys from Heavy Talk, man. We are Heavy Talk. Me and Big Pud. As y'all can see, the logo is our clothing line, Beard Nation, and 1-800-HEAVY. I am Robbie G, your host for tonight. What happened to everyone? But introduce yourself, my guy.
Oh yeah, it's Mr. 1-800-HEAVY himself, Big Pud.
Yeah.
You know how y'all doing, you know. Just feeling blessed to be here. Great, and I want to thank you first and foremost to Coach Hop and the Coach Hop Show for this opportunity to be on the live airway to speak to on many levels, but you know, more importantly, this is our first podcast. So I just want to say thank you for the great opportunity. Let's get the ball rolling.
All right, so let me tell the listeners how the show goes. It will be heard every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. Also, you can follow Heavy Talk at Heavy Talk 1 on Twitter. Also, Pud, why don't you give them the Instagram that they can follow you with as well. And then Rob, you can give them the Heavy Talk podcast Facebook page.
Okay. So, yeah, you gave me Twitter, Heavy Talk 1 on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter. IG, Heavy Talk Podcast or Heavy Talk 1. You can actually find them both on there if you look in the search engines. I'm on there. Myself, Robbie G, Black Robbie's on there. We're only posting about things we see out in the community, sports. Of course, all of our entrepreneurs out here in Metro Detroit area. We're just showing love to everybody. Follow us. We follow back, of course. More importantly, you know, it's all about, you know, just expanding. So we just out here just trying to show love to everybody, touch all different facets across, you know, Michigan right now.
And the calling number is 929-477-4182. Again, the call-in number is 929-477-482. And again, I'm Coach Hop. I'm the moderator of the Heavy Talk. The format will be kind of centered around Q&As between Pud and Robbie G. Also, there'll be interaction from the audience participation at certain times. Tonight's segments are the heavy intro, which we're into now with the segment one. Segment two, we'll be talking about R. Kelly and his situation and what the thoughts are amongst the fellows in terms of what is and what is not true. Number three, the Super Bowl matchup that's coming up this Sunday between the Rams and Patriots. And then finally, segment four, which we'll talk about semi-pro talk and that around the United States. So, again, we're going to take a quick break to reset the show, and then when we come back, we're going to jump right into R. Kelly. You're listening to Heavy Talk.
Yo, right here in the kitchen.
All right, and we're back. Let's get right into it. As you well know, R. Kelly had a 6-segment miniseries on Lifetime, and Rob, we'll set it off with you, and you and Pud go back and forth in segment two about R. Kelly. And Rob, you can take it away.
See, the R. Kelly thing, man, with me with the R. Kelly situation, and we've given him a lot of energy that I really don't think that he deserves with this whole love thing. Now I just think today that he's going to start a new tour. He's thinking about trying to start a new tour. A lot of people say that they feel bold for him or feel sorry for him because he's going through this. But it's like, let's be honest. I'm 35 years old, and I knew that he was he liked to mess with young girls. You know what I'm saying? So for people to get mad or try to act like they're mad or they hear that we're not mad, real talk, I really don't even care about R. Kelly. You know what I'm saying? And we give R. Kelly a little bit too much energy, man. Knew that he was doing this. The boy was messing with Aaliyah, and shit, me and Aaliyah, they're the same age. We both were 12. He was hitting Aaliyah.
Oh, man.
For real, but you know, I'm a little bit older than you, but so you know what I'm saying? It was crazy. So we didn't know what this man was about. But now he's like, well, I'm gonna be honest with you though, but I love the fact that I love his music. I ain't gonna stop listening to his music. I don't listen to his music and think about doing anything with no little girl.
Okay.
How do you feel about that? You think do you wanna stop listening to his music because of what he did?
Okay, so first let me set. Before I get to going all the way in about R. Kelly, I'm gonna say this off the top, the exploitation that the miniseries did of our black women, I would say was inappropriate. But you gotta always look at the both hands of it. It was used as a ploy to plummet a superstar in the African American community. I got that, but the things that he was doing. Were 100% disgusting. Now, like you say, I won't lie. I love R. Kelly. I got the 12-play poster in college. It was on my wall. I thought I was R. Kelly. I didn't have a bald head, but I had the shades. I grew my braids out when he came out with his hair braid or something. I love R. Kelly.
Right.
R. Kelly always had good music. When I Believe I Can Fly came on, I went and seen Space Jam. I went and got the Jordans that came out that week too. So I can't really sit here and just be a total R. Kelly hater because he not only branded R&B, he branded hip-hop and sports. And those are some things that we all can relate to. Now,
I have to stop you right there for a minute, and then I'll let you get it back.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I feel like this, okay? You know, I saw the 6th episode, and I was definitely appalled and shocked. But what got me is there were a couple sequences of situations where parents basically were either in awe or on a money grab or just plain stupid to allow their children to be corrupted by this man.
Now, I'm of the ilk of Master P.
I'm of the ilk of Master P. I would have ripped some shit up. I would have blew some shit up. He wouldn't have been singing no more. I'd have been beating his ass. And we can say these things on this podcast, but he needed his ass beat. And that's all I'm going to say about that. So I won't listen to any of his music. I think that's some bullshit that he was able to get away with that. But also on the flip side, I think it was a money grab in terms of what were these parents thinking. And that's just my take on it.
Them parents were thinking money. See, it should have been surviving the people instead of just surviving ourselves.
Yeah, but you got to say this as well. Even with Master P's speech about parenting and all that, I'm going to direct it directly to men, black men. That CNN coverage showed how weak the black men is for protecting the black woman. How I'm about to be a father, you know, my baby on the way. And I know for sure there can never be a man that comes between me and my daughter to take my daughter away from me to where she's not answering her phone, she's not wanting to come home.
Correct.
That will never happen. I'm the first man that she'll ever love. So she'll always have that respect for her father.
That's right.
For a man that, just because he's famous, can come take my daughter from me and have these sexual escapades that was public years ago, now be exposed to everybody in a short story form. It only shows the lacking of fathers in our society. Ain't no real men out there.
And see, I got four daughters, and my daughters know. Even my youngest daughter is 10. Already know what's up. We're not even playing those games. Ain't no, like you just said, ain't no way in the world a man going to take my daughter's mind away from me. And if that was to happen, like when he, like Hop just said, when he was at that door, when they at their arm, what they're throwing the rock, I'm kicking the door down. They'll be making a
I'm going to prison.
I'll kill R. Kelly. I'm going to prison.
Yeah, I'm going.
Yeah, that's right. Like,
I'm going home. I'm going home.
I'm going to be telling my interview in prison trying to get out. Man, y'all lock me up because this dude had my key and I killed him. I think I need to be free.
That's what I mean.
My interview would have been.
That's what I mean by just to get a little deeper into it. And then you guys got your first phone call, which we'll get in a quick second. But he had already gone through the initial pedophile trial.
Right.
This particular parent group actually saw it, watched it. He got acquitted from it. Yet, because your daughter is a singer and she ended up seeing R. Kelly at the mall, and from the mall they ended up at the hotel, and then just like you said, Rob, the disconnect factor had already set in to where, where are you at? Oh, well, you know, we ran into R. Kelly. Hey, red flag should have went up off rip. Who?
Yeah,
Dad, R. Kelly.
What?
Where you at? Stay where you at. I'm on my way, right? No, this is what happened. Bring your butt home. It wasn't the daddy that said, give me that phone. It was the mama who said, give me that phone.
Yeah.
And called him, right? And I'm like, ain't nowhere in the world that my wife would have been talking to him about nothing. Because I found out what hotel he was in. I'd have went and got me some ball-busting brothers. Would have waited for him to come out, and he'd have got his ass whipped. So severely that he would never think about touching another girl again. But again, I'm not gonna hang on this long. But I'm gonna give you guys your first call. Caller, welcome to the show. 248-619-6923. Welcome to Heavy Talk.
Hello, hi Heavy Talk. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing fine.
I know
fine.
Who this
I
is.
Well, you know we know who it is. We know who it is. Hey, Phil.
I am. Hey, baby. I am the mother of those gentlemen sitting in these seats. And I just wanted to say two things. First of all, I wanted to commend the men that are there for touching on a subject that is very touchy to black men and black women. I think that this whole show helps get the message out. There are real men still out here. I think that with this forum, I am also asking you to open your arms up to these young boys who need guidance. A lot of the time, it's not so much as just the men who's out here with their penis hanging out. It's not just that. It's the fact that us women are not being held accountable for how we teach our girls. Girls should not be walking around here with their legs out, with their arms out, with their breasts out at 12.
Right.
At 12, at 10, at 14. And unfortunately,
absolutely,
we have some scary situations going on. But hats off to you, gentlemen. Hats off to you, gentlemen. I'm so proud to call myself your mom, Erin Lamont. Robert Garden.
Hey, Mama, this is Coach Hop. I appreciate you calling the show, and I think
that's right, Coach Hop.
A young men and give them an opportunity to present their platform and moderate for them.
Yes.
And I have a few shows myself that tap into these young men, but that was a topic that, you know, that was edgy, but you got to step and embrace those edgy topics. So,
but that's right. I'm so glad to hear it because thank you so much. Love you guys.
Love you too. Thank you.
Alrighty, bye.
Yeah, man.
Mama put up in the his house.
Man, came through. Ain't
yeah,
gonna lie.
That's my baby, man. And she changing lives. All right,
so
real.
Heavy talk, and we're gonna go to the next caller. 248-619-6924. Welcome to Heavy Talk.
Welcome. I was glad to chime in on you guys. I'm proud of all of y'all.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. This the old man. I know who this is, too.
Yeah, this the old dude, for sure.
The old dude, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine, and I like how y'all getting it together. Keep up the good work.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
I appreciate
you. Appreciate
you all day.
Love you, man.
I love y'all. Do you have
any comments concerning the R. Kelly situation from your perspective?
Well, dealing with that, Lord have mercy. I'll be on here all day with that one. But really and truthfully, some of the things that went on with him and the young ladies, the parents were aware.
That's right.
The parents kept their eyes closed to really what was really happening because of the funds that they were receiving or whatever, you know, benefits they were, you know, getting from the whole thing. They were aware of what he was doing. I mean, his studio has a bedroom in it, you know.
In between.
So now who ain't going there and then see your kids in a place that you see a bedroom, and then you allowing them to just be there alone with him?
And you know, that's what really got me disjointed was they made a conscious effort in most of the interviews to talk about the multiple bedrooms that were in the studio. And any real man that's gonna give a guy a second opportunity, maybe he wasn't guilty. The first time any of us saw a bedroom in the studio, another red flag gonna come up. Well, wait a minute. So there's something going on in here, but ain't nothing going on in here with you. So we out here off rip. So
you know, my issue is, what was up with those parents?
And that's the point I'm trying to make. They had to have been aware. Now, I know you didn't let your child go there and you never went to see what his whole ordeal was, his whole thing was. I mean, to hear the stories about him and then say, okay, well, I'll just let my child, my daughter go, and, you know, I ain't worried about anything. That's a crock. That just don't get it.
So what the part that hurt me about R. Kelly the most that they exposed was one of the interviews he had when the question was proposed to him. They said, have you ever been sexually explicit with teenagers? And his response was, well, when you mean teenager, how old is that?
No,
that's when I knew.
Right.
Yeah, how old are we talking?
Right.
I'd have had 2 pints of R. Kelly blood in my freezer drinking it because he'd have been out of there. I'd have got him out of here. He'd have been gone. I'd have been talking about his R.I.P. album because he's expressing right there, I go after younger women. Y'all seen these at these high schools,
right,
and at these children events.
At the mall.
Yeah, at the mall.
Come on, man.
It goes back to what Mom said. I'm going to tell y'all something, too. Because I got mad about this. I was talking to a young lady at work. This is when I really started getting angry about that, though. When more of the black men were just sitting around letting this happen. Because, you know, in the books and everything else, it tells how his security guards, well, even on the documentary, his security guards was going to get these younger women. The older men that was working around R. Kelly was just looking at this and wasn't saying nothing. The one man said he forged Aaliyah's birth certificate to say if she was 18. The older gentleman came in and said how he walked around seeing all the bedrooms with women locked in the rooms and didn't say nothing. Well, excuse me, young girls locked in each room and didn't say nothing. Where was the men? Who was going to be the strong man and say, hey, dog, you want some foul stuff? I'm going to mess you up here or something. No, if we didn't have that. He didn't have that.
No, he didn't get that.
Most of those guys had been enabled by him, and they was on payroll. And again, the morality factor just went out the window. And then now that it's been exposed and the curtain has been pulled back, now those people want to get up and try to justify, well, you know, I always thought he had a problem, but I never knew how.
Yeah.
He needed his ass whipped too. It would have been some multiple ass whipping going on, man.
Slow singing and
because,
fall,
like
right.
You say, I mean, let me tell you something. It would have been a declaration for the Power Rangers to keep me and my goons off that ass, man. It wouldn't have been no more R. Kelly tunes, no more R. Kelly videos.
That's true.
No, he'd have been signed over the rights to his masters and everything, man. And you telling me that he's trying
he was
to
so dumb.
Come
he,
up.
He's so dumb. He ain't got the right to his masters.
Yeah, but I understand
he
that.
He couldn't read it right.
Well, let me say this because we got to actually move on to another topic.
Yeah, we sure do.
How in the world can anybody support this dude, man? You know what I mean? I mean, look at it like this. Bill Cosby is 81 years old, okay? And during the time
I love Jell-O.
When he was coming up, you know, they were dropping Quaaludes. Everybody was banging everybody in Hollywood. Cocaine, you know. Wiretapping the whole
nine.
And then 40 years later, he's in prison based off of what? And these are all adult women? And my man still out here talking about, I can fly?
And he's still out there doing it.
Yeah, he's
something
still
ain't
out
right,
there
man.
Doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it ain't stopped
so,
yet.
So it's really to sum it up before we close this out and go to the next topic. It's really on black men. What's up with us, dude?
That's what it is. What's up with us? That's what I was saying.
What's up with us?
I mean,
what's up with us,
man? To be honest with you, just to close it out for you. And I'm going to be honest, and I know a lot of women may not agree, but I agree. I'm going to say what it is. I think this was a pure example of the black father being taken out of the home.
Oh,
there's no tutelage
topic.
There. That's a whole
that's
other topic, but I'm going to just leave it there. I'm going to leave it there for y'all. I'm going to put
that
on y'all brain.
Week.
I agree.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We're going to talk about that next week.
Indeed.
That'll be part two.
When we come back, we'll go into topic three, the Super Bowl and the matchups. Remember to follow Heavy Talk at Heavy Talk 1 on Twitter. Also, you got the Heavy Talk podcast on Facebook. Also, plug, give me that Instagram. At IG Heavy Talk 1 on Instagram.
And again,
follow me, we'll follow back.
And again, the calling number is 929-477-4182. We'll be back and we'll talk the Super Bowl. You're listening to Heavy Talk. All right, and we're back. Welcome back to Heavy Talk. Now, as we get into a few days before the Super Bowl, gentlemen, Pud, Robbie G, we'll talk about the matchup, and I think Dad is still on, Pops is still on the line, so he can get involved as well. This is an interactive show. What are some of the intangibles who will be the Patriots' defensive X factor on Sunday?
That's a great question. That is a great question.
That's right.
You want me to? Are you asking me first? Because I would definitely give you a great answer.
Go ahead, bud.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
It's your show, man. I'm just moderating. I'm just
okay. So before I begin, I want to give a special shout out to every Detroit Lion that's in the Super Bowl. Shout out to Sue. Shout out to Vinoy. Somebody else that's on the I gotta shout out the Lions real quick. We ain't gonna never be there, so we got some people in the Super Bowl. But as far as the X factors, I would actually say on defense for the New England Patriots, I would say it would be the Courtney brothers. Devin McCourty and Jason McCourty. One plays free safety, the other one plays corner. Or he plays
right.
a nickelback. Yeah.
Right.
The reason why I would say that the X factors is because the Rams' biggest threat to me are the slot receivers, which is Brandon Cooks, which is an ex-Patriot, and also what's the other slot receiver? Number 17. I don't know his name, but he's pretty good too. Their explosiveness in the Rams' offense, of course, everybody knows Todd Gurley is going to get the ball. The entire country knows Todd Gurley going to get the ball. But when they go play action, that's when the Rams become the most dangerous team in the NFL. Because he got
you're talking about
a plethora
Robert
of
Wood.
Speed.
Robert Woods.
Robert Woods.
Yep.
There it is.
Robert
Woods.
He has
Robert
a plethora of speed on the outside. And then now he has two of the fastest slot receivers in the NFL. Brandon Cooks clocked a 4.38. In the NFL draft, going to the draft, one of the fastest times, and has had over 1,000 yards every season since his rookie season. So this guy's a gamer. And let's be honest, in football, your third best defensive back always checks who, Coach Hop? The slot receiver. Am I right?
Slot receiver, correct.
And in any other offense except the St. Louis Rams, the L.A. Rams. I'm sorry. Shout out to Cali. My fault, gang. anybody else other than the Rams, Brandon Cooks would be on the outside. He's a mismatch to any nickel corner in football. That's why I say the McCourty brothers has to be on their game to defeat the St. Louis Rams for the Super Bowl to give Brady his six.
I hear you on that. I'm just scared of the New England's run defense. So if Gurley's feeling good, because y'all know he was just hurt, if Gurley's feeling good, man, it's going to look ugly for as far as the run game. I think they're good enough to stop a passing game.
Oh, wow.
That's just me. I think they're good enough to do it. But, you know, I'm riding with the goat all the way. So I'm not going to get crazy.
Not good.
It is what it is.
Yeah, but the goat doesn't play defense, though. The goat doesn't play defense.
No, I hear you, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like they're going to hold up. The Patriots defense gonna hold up all around.
And you always gotta put an asterisk about Brady's name too. One of those Super Bowls happened. The last play of the game was on defense, where the corner Deion Butler jumped the slant route against Seattle.
Deion Butler jumped the slant route against what's
that? Because if Marshawn Lynch run that ball in, we're not even talking about Brady.
Well, if the Falcons don't blow a 28-point lead, I mean, we can go on and talk about how many Super Bowls should the Patriots have lost, but at the end of the day.
Yeah, that's true. The comeback kids.
You play 60. You got to play football for 60 minutes. My X factor would be Kyle Van Noy.
The Detroit Lions.
Yeah.
The ex-Detroit Lions who was rose scum here, and all of a sudden he's in his second Super Bowl. Go figure.
I couldn't hear you.
He couldn't get on.
What was his name again? You said he was what here?
Kyle Van Noy.
You said he was Rose Cup, correct?
He was Rose Cup here. Yes, he was.
He was
liquid, homogenated ass trash. And then just like a segment off the old series Sanford and Son, took his junkyard truck and picked him up, cleaned him up, and now he's salvageable and he looks like a whole different football player. But that's for another time. Second X factor, who on the Rams, besides the obvious, is the X factor defensively that we should look for the Rams versus the Patriots?
Man, honestly, I know you said besides the obvious. But if Sue have a big game, man, it's gonna look ugly for my guy. I'm giving it to the whole D line, but if Sue have a big game, it's gonna be ugly. Because if Sue whooping some tail down there, it's gonna be hard to double him, and then you know it's gonna free up that boy. And mama here go that man. And I said, like I tell everybody, you know, the other day, I was telling everybody at work, excuse me, the other day, if your D line get pressure on the goal, you got a long day.
Yep.
You got everybody in the alley, and they, you know, and they drops, and you know, and the coverages. It's hard for him to fight off the D lineman and then try to throw the ball. But if you try to blitz my baby, and it's the D line, I'm giving the X factor.
Let's be honest. All of the Patriots' losses has been to great defensive fronts this year alone.
Right.
You have seen the Rams front four and five at times. They go five men when you get inside the 20. Their front four and five come in the game, and they have dominated. Sue is playing his best football right now, just like Rob said. If Sue have a good game, this is going to be a blowout. But people forget about what the Patriots did after they lost to the Eagles last year. They drafted all linemen because they knew they were going to be back. They had an opportunity to be back in the Super Bowl this year. And then let me be clear. Shout out to all my Pittsburgh Steelers fans out there because I am a Steeler.
Well, Brady, that's sorry for your loss.
We're gonna go back.
For your loss. But
Brady has been a part of my side for many seasons. Listen, that's what I was saying.
All right, let me bring you back to reality. There's one individual, because my question was X factor, okay? And I knew no one was going to bring his name up. We all use Sexy. Sue's playing his best football by far, and Sue may not make a tackle, but he's going to clutter up enough space where Aaron Donald can get busy.
That's right.
But the thing is, Brady threw for almost 560-some-odd yards against the Eagles. And if
Brandon
Graham don't tip that ball, the Texans might have went down and won that game. But the problem is
–
That's true. That is true.
The problem is, Julian Edelman. But the X factor defensively, and I've been watching him, he talk a lot of smack, but he gets torched habitually on the regular. Is Marcus Talk Too Much Peters?
Oh, not Mr. Gumbo. Mr. Gumbo.
No, bingo.
he talks too much. He ain't really that good.
Conference finest.
Now in Kansas City, he kind of got away a little bit. But he's been, I don't know how many Rams games that you've seen on TV, but I've seen
a lot
this year. 6 or 7 of them.
Okay.
Yeah. Who is the guy that looks like hot filth most of the time when they're getting torched? Marcus Peters.
Yeah,
that is
Marcus a real Peters, for real.
Some, if Marcus Peters somehow can play decent, then the Rams got a shot to win. But if that Marcus Peters that we've been watching habitually during the season show up, Brady might throw for 800 yards. You know,
oh, wow.
You talking. Okay? You listen to the Heavy Talk. Call me number 929-477-4182. Also catch him at Heavy Talk 1 on Twitter. That Instagram plug, give it to him.
Instagram, Heavy Talk. You know, follow us, we follow back. All day.
Rob, the Facebook
follow
Heavy
up,
Talk
follow
podcast.
Back. Heavy Talk podcast. Follow up, man. Like it. Subscribe.
I'm going to bring Pops back into the mix. Pops, you still there?
Yeah, I'm off and on looking at this Pistons Maverick game. I'm listening at you guys.
How you
though. But I'm so sorry, but
hold on.
I really don't believe.
You're the first guy to get bombed.
I really don't think nobody is going to stop Grunt. That's who the factor is for me. Him and
Edelman.
Oh, he said
Grunt is factor.
You see, he's so big. He moved linemen also. He blocked for him. He going to have an awesome game. You watch and see. And the Patriots is going to win.
Okay, that's good. We segued into the X factor for the Patriots. And Pops picked Gronkowski, Pud and Robbie G. What say you?
My X factor is going to be, is that man?
Who is that man?
Come on, man.
I must eliminate him into the equation. Tom Brady gets hurt.
Now,
since Rob
wanted to use the cheat code and just use Brady, that's the easy answer. The X factor for the New England Patriots is James White, the running back, which is actually Marshall Faulk. He's today's Marshall Faulk. He's another receiver and running back out the backfield. He's a dual threat, and he flies. If you look at him in the playoffs, they said about 60% of the offense was going through James White in pass and play action because he gets open and he makes things happen. He can create. Besides Julian Edelman, James White probably got the most surest hands on the Patriots right now.
I would have to say I would agree with that. Him and also 1A would be Sony Michel, although I don't believe
Georgia Bulldog. Really
they're going to really be able to run the ball effectively against that front, but I would agree with that.
And that's what I was just going to say. I don't think they can run the ball, though.
But, now, I just watched Kansas City hang almost in the regular season. The Rams' run defense was poor. Everybody could run on them. They wasn't really shutting nobody down in the run.
But here's the problem with that. The Rams, think about this, though. You had Patrick Mahomes, who set the rookie record for TDs. You had Tyreek Hill. Mm-hmm. They were throwing the ball down the field. They were stretching the field. So you had the Rams playing more pass defense. Well, the Patriots, they don't have a deep threat. He's out of rehab again. They're three-step, old West Coast-type San Francisco 49er-type receivers. You got the big Gronk, who's not going to run by anybody, but he'll run over and up through people. So they're built to really run the football. So by the Rams playing so stout against New Orleans, you know, and those teams that really wanted to establish the run, I think it cancels itself out. But on the flip side, if I wanted to say who the X factor would be for the Rams offensively, I'm going to say C.J. Anderson. And if C.J. Anderson
ground and pound. Yes.
Rushing yards with 400, he's got a record, 465 yards
like 460.
From scrimmage.
Yeah.
Just with the Rams, and he got another extra 28 with the Broncos. If C.J. Anderson can run the ball like he's been doing on that 3-4, look out.
Yeah, it's going to be a long day. And he's a bowling ball. He looks like a little offensive guard.
Yeah, he do. He looks like a small guard from 98.
What is the one thing that the Eagles did well to win the Super Bowl that cost them this year? They got rid of LeGarrette Blount, and they got rid of
LeGarrette Blount.
Jared Adai, and they couldn't run the football.
Yep.
So, you know, and also, if I had to say X factor and special teams, the Rams kicker can kick from here to Elmer, Michigan, man. He can kick.
Yeah.
So
three kicks this year over 58 yards. He had three kicks this year over 58 yards. That's crazy.
Yeah. All right, so now we pretty much completed our Super Bowl matchup. I'm picking the Rams. I picked them last night on my show. It's quite obvious that Rob's going with the GOAT using the cheat code. And but I think he really want to go with the Rams, but he's trying to
I'm Rams. I'm God's Rams. I got a Ram.
Are you
I
Ram?
I got a Ram. I want the Rams to win.
And I'm taking Truck of the Year. But I'm going with the
score. He's going to say Truck of the Year. Shout out to Chrysler.
Truck of the Year. Shout out to Chad.
And when we come back, you're listening to Heavy Talk. We're going to get into semi-pro conversation, which is something that these two hosts know very well. You're listening to Heavy Talk. We'll be back in a couple seconds. We're back, Heavy Talk, with host Pud and Robbie G. Well, we're in our final segment of the evening, semi-pro talk. Again, the call-in number is 929-477-4182. And have at it. We'll have a segment every week about Semi Pro Talk where we just discuss a team and who is the team that the team of the week this week.
Team of the week. Who is hurt? Just
Detroit?
Hurt me saying this.
I know. I'm ready. I got. But you can take it, bro. I'll take it. Detroit, Black, Ravens.
Oh God.
I'll say it again. The Detroit Black Ravens. They're the national champs. They won their first national championship. What? 2007. They won another one. 2012. Another one in 16, and then this year the one in 17, and then 18.
17, 18, back-to-back champions.
Right, back-to-back. Semi-pro is something that we do because we still love the game, and we're still trying to stay active. And because we love football, we can't stop playing it, and we're nationally ranked. We have some of the
Gator
best
Nation.
Talents around the Metro Detroit 80, but that's another story. We have some of the best talents around in the Metro Detroit area, and who stands out the most out of Michigan is Detroit Ravens.
Absolutely. They do.
They're ran by head coach Vic Bell. They ran by Coach Keith Bell, who's come from your Detroit Henry Ford Trojan. Also
Ford
Coach Mike
20,000.
Mars. Coach Mike Mars. And then on field, off the field, now he's a coach now, but he was a great linebacker. Terry Sims, another Henry Ford great. And you know, I love what he's done with the team, what they have done with the team, brought him to excellence. Like I said, they win year in and year out. And if you ain't knocked them off the map yet, you can't say too much. But what you got to say about that?
The Ravens.
The Ravens.
No. Shout out to the Ravens. To be honest, totally honest, this has been the most prolific, explosive team in Detroit in the past, the past 10 years. They've dominated the Metro Detroit area in talent. Wins, and just they got that swag, man. They come out there with complete mental dominance as well. Great organization, led again by, you know, those Henry Ford alma maters. Love them to hate them. Love them to hate them because it's easy to be the best when you're around the best, but what about that class of beating the best? So that's just a challenge that they set out every season towards everyone in the Metro Detroit area. Myself and Black Rob has been on the short end of the stick in many games with them, but, you know, we kind of evened the score out in the last few years, and we're going into this season with great expectations of dethroning the back-to-back champions. But to dethrone them, that means you got to beat them, and you got to beat them convincingly because they're hungry. So.
I heard a lot of Henry Ford Trojan speak, it kind of made my stomach turn a little bit. I'm on the month.
It gives you gas, but it is.
We have no use for those brown bagging, gold, yellow. But I'm gonna keep it. I'm gonna keep it light. We have a phone call, by and I'm gonna bring a caller in.
Hello.
This is 293-290-8667. Welcome to Heavy Talk.
Hello, how you doing, guys?
Yeah, how are you? How are you?
I'm doing good, man. I'm just a big fan. I thought it wasn't real, man. I just had to call.
Curtis Jackson.
30 seconds?
Hello?
All right. Hello?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm just a big fan, man. That's all I have to say, man. I love
BBW
girls. BBW. Talk about BBW girls. I love you.
We love you too, man. Thanks for calling in.
All right. Thank you, Chief.
All I was pretty sure y'all knew what that code word was.
He said, I was wondering how long it was going to take for y'all to get crank call.
That's called crank call. Crank call.
Crank call. Crank call.
That was a crank call. Yeah. oh, man. Again, you can catch Heavy Talk. This is the first pilot show of many on Thursdays from 7 to 8 at Heavy Talk 1 on Twitter. Also, the IG put.
IG, Heavy Talk 1. You know, you follow us, we follow back. You know, shout out to everybody out there supporting. You know, this is our first one, but you know, we just looking to expand. You see us on there. Just tap the follow button. I promise you, we're going to tap it right back.
Rob, your Facebook,
Heavy Talk Podcast. You'll see the Beard Man and the 1-800 Heavy Man.
No, now, as we get into more topics, and again, there will always be four segments, and the guys will really appreciate you following them and also connecting and also interacting with them and being able to call into the show. I'm just the moderator who try to keep us on point, but our first, well, I should say the guys' first show went off pretty good. The R. Kelly topic definitely touched some nerves and got some interaction also with the Super Bowl talk. And I anticipate the semi-pro conversation to really heat up because now if you had to rank the top 10 semi-pro teams, who would they be starting with you, Pud?
Okay, so of course, you're going to have to ask me this. So if I had to start with me, top – are we talking about just in Michigan, correct? Or are you talking about nationally?
No, Michigan. We'll go Michigan in that.
I mean, you got to give it to the champs. They're going to be number one, the Metro Detroit Ravens. Number two, because you got to give it to those Michigan Titans. They're also national champions. You can't just give it to somebody you know. You got to give it to based on the success they had this season. They're also national champions. Number three, now this is the bubble seat, because you got these young gunners coming up out of Metro Detroit, both from the east and west side. Young gunners, they call it the Michigan Hurricanes. And then you have the Coyotes are also up and coming and vowing for that spot. Then you got the greats, Detroit Seminoles. The Seminoles is one of the historically nationally world-renowned champions. They have the most nationals in Michigan, but they kind of taken the back seat to those Ravens. But they're also looking to just get back to dominance on their program as well. And then you got us, the most hated men in Michigan, you know, the Michigan Gators. You know, we back. We was on a hiatus for a while. We started in 2007. With our first championship, went on hiatus in 14. Now we back for 2018-2019 season, going full power under the head coach Daryl Henry, Norris Jackson, and also
the legend.
Yeah, the legend Norris Jackson, most national championships won in coaching.
Nah.
We call him Phil Jackson.
Phil Jackson.
We don't call him
Phil Jackson, a.k.a. the Silver Fox.
The Silver Fox, BBG, OG.
Affectionately known as the general.
The general.
So, right. So when you consider, I guess, who would you say would have the highest winning percentage over the last 10 years?
The Ravens, the Black Ravens, Detroit Ravens.
I would say the Detroit Ravens, and also I would say the team that's no longer here, which would be with the Metro Detroit Wolverine.
Oh, yeah.
They would have one of the highest winning percentages as well. They were also coached by the Ravens head coach now. He was actually formerly the coach for them.
Also coached by Keith Ballard.
Yeah. So he had a powerhouse over there where he built it on just pure toughness and grit. And, you know, they had a great run in semi-pro. Unfortunately, they all, you know, with any business, great runs potentially, you know, die out. And then they just transitioned over to the Ravens, and they got right back to it. So, you know, Coach Bal got to be one of the hottest coaches right now, him and his staff, Mike Marshall. But it's a lot of dangerous coaches out there right now. Coach Lawrence Page for the Hurricanes, he's getting his name on the map. Coach Miller. You got the coaches.
Lamar Miller.
Yeah, Lamar Miller, Rob Streeter.
Rob Streeter, my guy.
Yeah, you got a lot of hot names out there. You even got the Raiders. I'm sorry, let me stop for 1 second. There is a new team in it that has finally merged together, formerly two other teams to bring a new team in, the Metro Detroit
Daryl
Raiders.
Daryl Searcy.
Which was known as the Viper. But now he's back. He's back. And he's put a great organization together where they're trying to, you know, get their names out here.
Andre Crosby.
Looking to start their year off fresh. New faces. You know, it's going to be a great year for Michigan sports in the summertime. Cause
it's going to be a great year
summer.
For semi-pro football. Great year for semi-pro
Absolutely.
Football this year. Great year.
Absolutely. As a player and a fan, I'm definitely excited.
Yeah.
Some of the new names, some of the new big names, some of the old names, and some of those players that's coming out there to make noise.
All right. And again, every week there'll be semi-pro talk. When we come back, got a little less than 2 minutes left in the show, and we'll come back and talk about what we discussed.
Oh, wow.
And then we'll be ready to rock and roll. You're listening to Heavy Talk. Back, and now it's called Wrap Up Showtime. Want to thank Moms and Pop for calling in to the first inaugural show. Rob and Pud, you clearly have started a chain reaction of fits and whatnot. Talk about the Heavy Talk after hour show that you guys are going to be putting together after the podcast ends.
Are you going to do it next week?
We're going to go full speed with it just so we can get more into the Heavy Talk to where we get our listeners and viewers, because we're going to go on Facebook Live and IGTV.
That's
so
right.
We can get a... So you can put a face. You can put a face with these guys.
Well, when you hear that music,
it's a wrap.
Yeah, that Eminem means, not about to come on. Eminem not coming.
That means the fat lady ain't singing.
Palms are sweating. Heavy Talk. Heavy Talk, my
heavy
pleasure.
Talk.
And again, the boys will be back, the fellas will be back, the men will be back. The heavy
Thursday.
And Robbie G will be back next Thursday, 7 p.m. I'm your moderator, Coach Hop. And again, we're
Coach Hop
to bringing you the ins and outs. And I really appreciate Heavy Talk coming on the Coach Hop Network. And again, you know you always catch me, Coach Hop Show, on Tuesdays from 7 to 9. Also, this show and all shows will be rebroadcast tomorrow from the Catching the Archive. Again, thanks for listening to the first of many shows on Heavy Talk. And as usual, stay warm. Peace.